Radio Outcast is a transformative gunslinging podcast for mature audiences. Content warning. This episode contains depictions of emotional abuse and abusive relationships throughout the episode, which may be upsetting for some listeners. We encourage our listeners to prioritize their safety before venturing ahead. Thank you.
Threw a glare at the audience before nodding her head, standing on her toes, and pressing her lips to his.
Salvador? What brings you to my House of Mirrors?
Whoa. You're chromed out.
Ugh. There. Not that it's any of your business, but I had to make sure a deal I made reached an acceptable conclusion before everything sank.
Business on the mortal plane, huh? Did you dress up for the conclave?
Ew, gross. No, I'm not my disgraced and incompetent sister. I don't go around playing human. Ugh. I was just keeping an eye on things. For Emmy.
That's what you call it. Speaking of the gal herself, man... Have I got news? Like, it's all upside down.
Speak better.
I'm saying, Emmy's hangout, right? Her apartment in the heavens, in the center of it all. One corkscrew to the north, the goddess of secrets maze. Just left of the neon grass sea. The sundial.
Yes, I know where she lives when she's not in the void.
All right. So, like, I'm strolling past, right? And I was weirded out because the neon grass sea was looking more like a still life. And it stopped glowing, right? So I'm looking and roaming when I see the silky case hanging out on the tip of the sundial. And I'm like, man, that's heavy. And it only got heavier because next thing I know, I hear time. I hear her inside that big old sleeping bag talking nonsense and just losing it.
Wait, you're saying Emmy's?
Well, that's just the thing. Who knows if she'll dig Emmy anymore? Like, she's just time till she comes out again. But yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. It's a full-blown chrysalis. So, I talked to your mom and she thought you'd might be able to help figure this owl out, since you two are pals.
No, she's not. Anyway, what's the big deal? People change all the time. Helix, you, everyone.
Nah, this is different. Time and her bros aren't old-fashioned or anything, but a full transformation with this timing gives me bad energy. Plus, she's clearly off balance.
This is stupid. She's throwing a tantrum. She was mad. But I didn't fail. I just
didn't do things the way that she wanted. She needs to get over it, and then the plan will be back on track. Yes. She's too soft. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe she realized it, too, and is hardening herself for what needs to come.
It feels like you want me to pretend to know what's going on. Yeah, totally. Sure. Wait, so you screwed up and you think this is her fixing things?
Shut up. We're going to the sundial. I need to take a look.
False. False. False.
False.
There she is.
Gods. You're positive that's her cocoon.
Duh. That's so her voice, man. Mostly, because the heaven's only mockingbird is gone. Unless today isn't today, then, Yeah, pretty sure.
Emmy. Time. Salvandar, a moment of privacy, please.
Huh? What was that?
Never mind. Hello? Emmy.
False. It's false.
Is this about the play? Come now, darling. It wasn't that awful, was it?
False.
False.
There's nothing false within it. It was necessary. You know this. I may have gotten a little ahead of myself, fine, but... I mean, they needed to understand their place. Charles, that cowboy, and Helix. Helix... She's already failed the heavens, failed you, so many times. I only wanted to show you that... I won't apologize. I'm not the groveling type. I'm not your human servant. You know what I want. You know, this is all for the betterment of the heavens. Her behavior cannot stand. She doesn't deserve to return. Let her stay with her human pets and allow the heavens to thrive as they're meant to.
False.
False?
If order and chaos cared about any of this, I wouldn't need to. We wouldn't need to. You must understand. I am trying to take the proper measures. You said I would be rewarded, but how can I be if she isn't properly punished?
False. False. False.
False.
False.
False.
False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. False. Measure. They always want me to measure my tone, measure my volume, measure my approach, measure time. Time doesn't bow to everyone else's understanding. It just is. Existed before mortals, not because of them. I existed before all of them. only order, and chaos came before me. I am bigger than everything. I should not bow my head, but I did. Try being nice. I did. I changed myself. My name. My voice. Everything. To make you all stop looking at me like I would break it all. The All-Mother of Communication told me it would bring great things to the heavens if I... if I made myself smaller. For them. For mid-tier goddesses like you and him and the rest of this pantheon made of ornaments.
What? Hold on. Me?
Your power is inconsequential, Spectra. And so are you. But I'm not. And I'm above pretending I am. It's time to stop asking for what I am owed. I'm in love, and it is the greatest love that has ever existed. Ever. I will fight for it, and no one, not you and your pointless ambition, or Charles' spineless backtracking, or that human and his temptation, or this new cowboy and his... not even Helix will stop me.
But you promised.
That promise stands only when you're useful. You have lofty goals, but no talent with which to achieve them yourself, Spectra. Not to mention, you can't see past your own nose. Of course, someone as insecure as you would think the best way to control the game is through something as petty and easy to backfire as humiliation. Though I guess someone as small-minded as you would go with something familiar.
It was one play
that I did not order. Now, be more like Charles in your stupid little script. Be the tree, obedient, and keen. Stay out of my way. I have better things to do.
Whoa. Retro Emmy. The old look is still good on her, huh? Except for the grrr, you know? Yeah, that was cool. A real bummer.
Small-minded. I'll show her who really can't see further than her own nose.
Yeah. I should probably go update the All-Mother. Oh, no way. The grass is glowing again. Cool.
Radio Outcast was created by María Fernanda Vidal-Rasaga and J.T. Lachesse, starring Daniel A. Stevens as Charles Osgood, María Fernanda Vidal-Rasaga as Spectra,
Jamie Hughes and Brandi Robinson as Emmy, and Griffin Otto Deniger as Salvador. This episode was written and directed by Fernanda, with support from our assistant director, Sebastian Sotelo. Produced by Eloise Bernier and Kevin Chie. Dialogue editing by Miles Krenwalgi. Sound design by Rye Dorsey, with music by Samuel Kinsella. If you like what you hear, let us know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Good Pods. It helps us reach more listeners and gives us a chance to see what you all think of the show. If you aren't sure what to say, but you would still like to show your support, you can always rate the show on any of those avenues, as well as on Spotify. If you want more Radio Outcast, be sure to check us out online at radiooutcast.com, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr, or join the Radio Outcast Discord server. All links are in the show notes below. We also have stickers and the full Season 1 score album available for purchase at our shop. If you'd like to help us continue to grow, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/radio_outcast. Our patrons have access to behind-the-scenes material, original scripts, and bonus content, including early access to behind-the-scenes videos and a letter from Seth Bullock about the strange duel that took place in the first episode of Season 2. But if that's too big of a commitment for you, if you become a patron at the CODA tier, for as little as $1 a month, you too could get a shout-out at the end of our episodes, like Ellen L., who bought a ticket to the vertical gondola along the Pastel Grass River. Talia W., if you visit the heavens, we urge you to check out the horizontal skyscraper by the cliffs. Patricia D., we recommend taking a stroll through the maze of dreams. Lizbeth S. might enjoy riding the floating dandelion swings. Val V., don't be tempted by that circular door in the hillside. Even the courtroom is more enjoyable. Susan S., take a ride across the plains aboard armored snails while you're here at the heavens. Fearless Lila, there's no one watching you from the giant pillow by the waterfall. We promise you, not a single person is watching you. Chelsea S., the Forest of Windspinners is a delightfully whimsical place for hang gliding. Bunny Hop, beware the god of commerce. He will definitely keep you distracted in the balloon bazaar. And Paul R., though there is no sky, no sun, and no moon here in the heavens, you can find night deep in the caverns behind the waterfalls. To all of our patrons, thank you again. We appreciate you. And to everyone listening, safe travels.